Hour. Even when nobody else believes. And you just missed the...
I'm doing my White Buffalo impression.
That was really something. It was something.
At the White Buffalo meeting call?
You're really something. You are really something.
I am really something. Thank you for noticing.
You're welcome.
You just, unfortunately, and I'm sure in some way the clock management goes back to me from the first 2 hours of the program, but you just missed it. As I got here, they were doing the new kickoff return. The returners that they had lined up. Remember, you can have one or two guys back there. Jaden Reed, Emmanuel Wilson, and A.J. Dillon. And then all those guys lined up 5 yards apart from the kicking team and the blocking group up further. And then Anders Carlson, not St. Anderson, doing the kicking. Tausch, the A.J. Dillon piece of that I find interesting because that feels to me like maybe returner and designated blocker guy who could also catch the ball if he needs to. Sure. This is all going to be trial and error, but I like the fact that, you know, I'm sorry that I find this more interesting than maybe other people do, but I don't think it's happened very often during my time covering the team where you had something so different than what we're accustomed to. And not just Zane Anderson, but others were talking about it too, about how there's a bunch of guys on this team that have played on kickoff return or kickoff coverage for years. There's the horn! that have played on kickoff return or kickoff coverage for years, and they're having to not necessarily unlearn everything that they've been doing, but Eric Wilson, who's been doing it for 8 years, Christian Welch, like it's just something totally new. And that just doesn't feel like it happens very often in professional sports.
It doesn't. And I'm just amazed that everybody just went along with this.
I'm with you.
You don't know. You don't have any concept. I know the coaches are going to say all the right things, but I guarantee you they all hate this. They don't like that all this has changed. Now, you get over that and you say, all right, now how can we use this to our advantage? And that's where the Green Bay Packers are at, and whether it's going to be A.J. Dillon, Jaden Reed, how many people you put back there, how the other team approaches it. It's just amazing to me that the players and the coaches would just willingly accept this when there's been very little case study in how this is going to look, how this is going to work. It would be like, you know what, okay, offense, we want more scoring, so receivers can line up 5 yards in front of the defensive line or offensive lineman. Well, what do you mean you can do that? Well, we want to have bigger plays down the field, so we want to manufacture this. You're having the kicker. The kicker's not lined up the same place as your AKA, and I don't think you can use the term gunners anymore, according to some folks. But
Flyers.
Whatever you want to call those people tackling people, you're not even lined up in the same spot. So what the heck? It's so goofy. But that's where we're at, and it's trying to get excitement in, and I'm all for new thoughts, but it's just I don't think football fans, casuals, have any idea on how this is going to affect things. Because it is a big change, and I'm glad to see you down at minicamp practice, and the Packers are putting a bunch of time in, because this is something that's going to be a differentiator, and I don't think it's getting enough oxygen.
They have ended that period, as you heard, the horn. And now they're doing routes on air and a breathtaking over-the-shoulder catch by Ben Sims, the number three tight end and number one Chipotle customer here in Green Bay. Tausch, and I know I've referenced our conversation with St. Anderson more than you were anticipating today, but he also said, well, we're watching film of the XFL to see how they did it. And I said, well, wait a minute, or the UFL to see how they did it. And I said, wait a minute. The UFL isn't doing it this way anymore. And I know this because I saw some games over the weekend. But, like, that's the other piece of this that just feels like – and remember, the Packers did vote against this. The Packers were one of three teams that voted against it. And Mark Murphy said at the NFL meetings in Florida that they wanted it to be done in preseason as a test case.
Yes!
And not done in the regular season.
Yes!
And so and
Jason, if you remember – they did this, I believe, with the extra point, where they implement it in the preseason. And at least then you get to see.
Yeah.
I understand you have to plan things out, but let's see how it goes. And I think most people, outside of probably the place kickers themselves, I think it's been a good change. I think it's been something that's added. You know, it's not a rubber
stamp.
It's not
a gimme.
98, 99. It's still in the probably low 90s, but there have been plenty of big missed extra points because you moved it back to where you're kicking the 37-yard field. I think that's been a good change.
Right.
And I think this is going to add excitement. There's no question. I think fans eventually will love this, especially if you're able to figure out how to utilize it for your advantage. But the fact that it was just so willy-nilly thrown together and, oh, this sounds cool, the Rocks Group did this, so let's do it. Well, Rocks Group does a lot of stuff. And I don't necessarily think the NFL should just implement everything that they do. But here we go, and it's kind of exciting to see who's going to – this is going to show you a lot about the ingenuity and creativity of these coaches and who can figure out how to get this done and execute it the best.
Yep, and you and I are on the same page. The combination of the fact that there wasn't more of a trial period – and the fact that when they merge the USFL and the XFL, that they are not using this kickoff now in that combined league, and that the XFL's usage of it was the impetus for the NFL, the Premier League, to try it without further testing.
It's crazy.
You know, this is the same league that it took them, 10 years to reach a point with helmets where they're willing now to let teams wear an alternate helmet. Like when you guys would wear your throwbacks.
Sports, gambling, they waited all. There's just so many things why and how they came to this conclusion to just willy-nilly throw this together. It seems crazy. So it makes me think the NFL is now this open to doing things. I would like them to look at the Canadian Football League and give a full yard for the offensive tackles to have it make it easier to block defense. I'm being dead serious.
I know you are. I know you are.
Force these DNs to be a yard off the ball. You can't do it in the interior. You have to let – because otherwise people just quarterback sneak. You're getting a yard. It's like being Philadelphia Eagles with Jason Kelce and Jalen Hurts. But you want more offense? You want more explosive plays? What limits it? Not being able to protect the quarterback. So force these guys to be a full yard off the ball, the Rashawn Garys and the TJ Watts and all the elite pass rushers, to help the offensive tackles out because it's going to be good for the game. I'm on board with that. Let's start. Hey, you're opening up Pandora here, baby. Let's go. What other stuff can we do that will help this league get more and more popular? Because if they're going to do this, it makes me believe that they're going to be really open-minded about doing a lot of other stuff, too.
Tausch, we'll continue to explore your ideas that they can institute willy-nilly. Maybe they can do away with the training camp horn and just have the audio of you saying, "Horn!" at the end of periods. I will say this. You had a great shift at Johnson & Sons Paving. I'm a little curious if this is going to lead to other job opportunities catching on for us to work different partners' gigs. I know you did a shift at Dunkin' Donuts once upon a time.
I did. That was
fun. Is there any chance that you and I could be behind the counter at a local Quick Trip saying, "We'll see you next time"?
There is, and there's also a chance, if you love Brewers baseball, to get going to the park with a Quick Trip to AmFam Field. For every $200 you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you can earn a free ticket to a Brewers game of your choice. That's right, big savings and free Brewers tickets. Visit the Quick Rewards app and click on the Fan Zone button on the app's home screen to opt in, and you can start redeeming your tickets. You can redeem up to 6 Brewers tickets at a time. Who doesn't want to go to a Brewers game for free using your Quick Rewards? Get these Brewer points from Quick Rewards in addition to Quick Rewards visit. Double the points, double the happiness. Blackout dates and upgrade fees may apply. See quicktriphorn.com/ballpark. That's quicktriphorn.com/ballpark.
Timing couldn't have been better. More from minicamp practice. Wildy and Tausch continues next. Stick around.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Packers minicamp practice rolls on. And does Ben Sims look good at these practices? A lot of routes on air as we continue here at Ray Nitschke Field. Tausch, I've had now multiple... first of all, I'm standing in the shade away from everybody, so I'm not in people's way. And, you know, I don't want to be causing any issues at practice. But I've had multiple scouts who came down here, and they're all wearing long-sleeve hoodies and long pants. And I am confused as to how it's 85 degrees here, man.
Yeah, sun. You want to steer clear of that sun.
But aren't you getting all sweaty and stinky and uncomfortably warm? Like, you had your
I don't know what you're wearing.
I'm wearing shorts.
I had a sweatshirt. One of the things with the Johnson & Sons thing yesterday, I wanted to make sure I was in uniform because I was working, and I didn't want to be somebody that was trying to they all had orange shirts on. I had an orange sweatshirt, so I rocked my sweatshirt on the paver.
How'd that work out for you? Were you overheated?
Good. Nice and warm. Kept nice and toasty. Very toasty.
Nice. So as we continue here, Josh Jacobs is not here. I'm going to guess that he, Jair Alexander, Keyshawn Nixon, Xavier McKinney, and unlike Aaron Rodgers, has been excused from today's practice. So more reps for some of the younger guys, including Marshawn Lloyd. And Tausch, I know we spent time with Bulaga talking about the value of these versus do you really make a lot of judgments? No, of course not. But I will say for the young players, the draft picks, the undrafted guys, the guys that maybe were on the practice squad last year, there is value in this, right? And especially with the new defensive system, the guys on the defensive side of the ball for sure. And I will not bring up Zane Anderson again. But for a guy like Marshawn Lloyd, who is one of the guys in this draft class that I am most intrigued by, even one extra day of extra reps and getting some work with the ones where maybe you wouldn't have if Josh Jacobs was here, that's got to be worth something, especially since in talking with Jordan Love and with Matt LaFleur, I don't think they're viewing him as take a red shirt this year like A.J. Dillon did in 2020 when he was behind Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. I think they have big plans for Marshawn Lloyd, and that's what makes me really intrigued by what he might do this season as a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, third-round pick, you're definitely going to be looking at it from a different perspective, and especially with how running backs are viewed. A lot of times you want your young players to kind of grow and to learn things, and I think that's probably the way they're going to go with Jordan Morgan playing left tackle. I think they're going to probably let him kind of take a beat and, you know, be the backup on both sides. I think that is going to be their plan. Mm-hmm. Unless that plan changes. I don't think that's going to be the case here. I think you're going to see Josh Jacobs take a big load of work. But the Packers, and I think most NFL teams now, are very mindful of trying to let him keep his rep count so that you're fresh. And one of the things that was disappointing about last season was Aaron Jones was so fresh and so clean that at the end of the year you didn't have all that wear and tear because he missed so much time. You don't want to see that with Josh Jacobs. You want to see that, and if A.J. Dillon can be a contributor, you have kind of a 1A, and then you have two nice Bs that are going to continue to take some reps, make some impact plays, and all of a sudden, end of the season, you don't have anybody that you feel like is just beaten down. I think that's going to be the goal. And I also think that they view him in a way that, you know, the Green Bay, you know, that Matt LaFleur can play and do some things and tinker and do all this stuff with Marshawn Lloyd. Maybe you have a two-back set with him and Jacobs, or you have different packages that can help, because he's a little thicker. Is that a fair assessment of Marshawn Lloyd?
Yeah, he's a shorter, compacter version of Josh Jacobs. Like,
he's thicker. He's a little thicker.
Well, I would say that I'm thicker. He's more muscular than thicker.
I'm not saying he's fat, Jason. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he's thicker, like in the lower trunk, where you know, everybody goes Quadzilla.
Junk in the trunk?
A lot of more trunk talk today than we probably
back
need
that
to
thing
get
up.
Yeah. So it's nice to have durable, you know, guys that you think can take a little bit of a pounding, but still have that home run hitting ability. And I think that's where, while they love A.J. Dillon's attitude and what he does in the community and all of the stuff, and he's in the best, I keep hearing and seeing he's in the best shape of his life, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a home run hitter. And there's not a lot you can do at this point in your career to become one.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that capability, I think, at that position now to be in every down, someone that you're going to lean on as being your number one guy. And I think that's probably why the market dictated what AJ ended up doing. The Packers feel like they have two guys that they can do that. And Josh Jacobs, was it yesterday? He had an 80-yard run that I saw. He is a home run hitter. He has always been a big play threat. And I think that's why they went and did what they did this offseason in bringing him in and not having Aaron Jones back.
Yeah, yeah. One other thing about something that happened yesterday that I wanted to ask you about before we get to Whoa Nelly and the whole one. I feel like the guy in the wide receiver group that maybe we have forgotten about and maybe deserves a little more conversation, because he did play a lot. He had an important, I think he had a touchdown catch against the Giants and Tommy DeVito, if I recall, is Malik Heath. And I thought of him when he had a touchdown yesterday, and then I thought, this is the guy Jesse should have been comparing to Alan Lazard instead of Romeo Doubs. We talk so much about not having a number one receiver. Can they actually go six deep in a rotation if everyone's healthy of Watson, Wicks, Romeo, Reed, Bo Melton, and this guy who obviously Malik Heath is not going to be your home run hitter like you were talking about with Josh Jacobs as a runner. He's not going to be Christian Watson. But he has a specific role, and I feel like all of them are different enough that they all bring something unique in their skills to the table. There's no way you can play six guys, right? It's just unrealistic.
Not consistently, no. I think you can probably get to five, but I can assure you that fourth and fifth guy is not going to think they're getting enough reps.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but injuries
especially
happen.
Especially, for sure. And you want to have that, but I'm saying if all things are healthy, you know, if all the players are healthy, six guys is going to be, you're not going to have a fluid rotation. The good thing is you're going to be a special teams player if you're at the back end of that, and you're going to be active. So there can be, well, we're going to put you in when we run toss cracks and when we're running some bootlegs. And you really get to find out who's, you know, what role they're going to fit, and you play into that role. But I think the goal is you're going to have two or three guys, especially if you decide you want to go tempo. You can't sub. Now you got two tight ends. And if your boy Ben Sims is as good as you're saying, you got three tight ends. How you're going to go there? And there's only so many footballs. There's only so many plays. And there's only so many opportunities to have people go. And you want your best players out there. And I thought something, we haven't even talked about this, we'll maybe hit on it tomorrow, again on that Kay Adams show. Keyshawn Nixon was asked who the toughest wideout to defend is, And we keep short shrifting Romeo Doubs because it seems like that answer keeps coming up as being a guy. And by the way, that's Jordan Love's guy. You've told me he's out there working in California. Yeah. It's this workout guy. All that chemistry. I think we might be underplaying the effects of Romeo Doubs and saying, oh, he'll be a three, he'll be a four. If you just start listening to people that are there and that are going against him, I get the sense that he's going to be a two. And that's where he's at. And if that's not the case, I'll be a little bit surprised.
I still stand by my James Jones comparison, nevertheless. All right. We will continue to – we're punting now. Daniel Whelan kicking away here at Ray Nitschke Field. Tausch, Daniel Whelan would not be eligible for most of Fortrea's studies, but maybe for one or two for the slimmer guys.
Indeed, there's a bunch of studies, and if you're looking for a little extra spending cash for whatever reason, you're looking for new windows, you want to go to Brazil for a football game, you want to get up to Lambeau, Fortrea can help you out with getting you a little cash in your pocket. Healthy males and females, age 18 to 55, body mass index of 18 to 30, study involves one stay of 6 nights, you have 9 follow-ups, and you can make $10,570. That's a nice chunk of change, plus another $350 per qualified referral. Another study, healthy men, ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. This study involves one stay of 36 to 61 nights. What? This is going to be a big payday coming. If you're looking to put some major league cash in your pocket, I hadn't seen this one. Compensation up to $17,773 all the way to $27,248. $27,248 for your time and participation.
Wow.
Oh, baby. That's going to get you some nice cash in your pocket. Go to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com. This is new. This is a big old swinger. If Jesse... I'm not going to tell you what to do. Can you produce from the Fortrea?
You want me to go give up 2 months of this show to go do that?
36 to 61 nights for $27,248. Can you produce the show from Fortrea?
I could do show sheets that you don't follow, so we could try that. Yeah.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Wow. As long as you can listen to the show, maybe some fans will be interested. I would love to have them participate, make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Listen to the
show. Can you imagine calling in from the Fortrea Clinical Trial? Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
That'd be cool.
Mailman Matt taking a sabbatical from his deliveries for 60 days at Fortrea. All right. We're at Packers practice. That'll continue, and we'll do some Woe Nelly next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Poison the steer, and I'll turn right back around. You can see me turning. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back.
Some 11-on-11 going on right now. Zane Anderson working with the number one defense. Meanwhile, on the offense,
Jason, how many Packer fans do you think knew who Zane Anderson was before this morning's show?
I'm here to educate.
Like on our show.
I'm here to... He's got a Super Bowl ring from the Kansas City Chiefs.
I would have thought he was on like a if you just didn't say the context.
The Sweet Life with Zach and Cody.
Maybe or like a reality show star of some type. Like doesn't sound like a Packers player.
I thought he might have been the third kicker.
Oh, that's Jack Podlesny,
Gary Anderson,
Morton Anderson,
John Anderson, Scotty Anderson,
Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Pippen. He's out there now, but never let it be said that Mark Tauscher doesn't know what the hell he's talking about because they are continuing to get work with their number one pick, Jordan Morgan, all across the offensive line. He was at right tackle. Now he's at right guard. He's gotten some left guard work. Tausch, I think you're going to be proven right. He is going to be the sixth man. And they're going to start a healthy Zach Tom at right tackle and Rashid Walker at left tackle and have him ready and willing at a variety of offensive line spots. Again, this is June 12th, so I could be very wrong, but I think that's what their intent is, and then we'll see if their intentions change.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's going to be more so of trying to just get him left tackle, right tackle, because I think they view him as a left tackle. That's why they drafted him there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's also a planning process of what can happen moving forward. I still believe that Elgton Jenkins is going to be your center after this season. I feel pretty good that that's the road this is going to go down. I could be wrong, but that's the way I see this. And then it comes back to Sean Ryan. Is he going to be able to be consistent and stay? This isn't going to be all five guys stay healthy. It just doesn't happen. I think it's happened once or twice in the last 20 years.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. So you better have a bunch of guys. What happens with Dillard? Is he going to make the football team if that's the case? You have a ton of questions. Which young guys can emerge in the interior? Your guy from Duke, is he going to be one of those guys that I think they hope emerges? Obviously, that's what their plan's going to be. So it's always – we love the offensive line play. We like to dissect it and look at it because for all this Jordan Love contract talk and everything else – and how the season switched, it was when Zach Tom got healthy and when Elgton Jenkins got healthy. That's when this team took a jump. And it's when Jordan Love got better and all of the other stuff. I give all those guys credit. They've done it. But without that group, and if you don't believe me, watch the Tale of Two Lions games. In the first game at home, which it's much easier as an O-lineman to play at home, was a ransacking upon ransackings. And then you go up to Detroit in their Super Bowl where they're going to stamp their dominance on the NFC North on their night or their morning, Thanksgiving, and the Packers trucked them around. And it was because the guys up front did it.
Let's play some Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wildy and Tausch.
So there have been some more tweets, people sharing what they believe Aaron Rodgers is up to. Instead of being at Jets mini camp. And what we're going with, according to a few different people, is that he's on vacation.
Okay.
What do you think, Tausch, now that you know what the cause that's important to him is, being on vacation? And we'll find more details, I'm sure, in due time. But what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, mindfulness and, you know, maybe he's at Tom Brady's retirement. Maybe he's at Tom Brady's retirement thing tonight. Maybe that's it.
What's Tom Brady's retirement thing?
He's having a big retirement thing tonight.
A roast?
I don't know if he's doing another roast.
I think they banned those on your advice.
Jason, what do you think hearing this from Chase Daniel, among others, on social media?
Here's what bothers me about this whole thing, and I'm fascinated by it. I'm thankful that this is not my problem as one of the beat writers. And it's been interesting to see how different people have approached this, right? Some have downplayed it. Oh, he's been here for the entire offseason program during the voluntary part. Not a big deal.
His head coach didn't, though.
Right, and you, again, were so in sync finishing the sentence for me because this was so easy. I think, Tausch, you said this yesterday. Easy to just shrug your shoulders and say, hey, he's been here for the entire voluntary part of the offseason. We're fine with him not being here. We told him it was no big deal. We've known about this for a few weeks. And they specifically chose not to. Robert Saleh had every opportunity to downplay this, and it's a short non-story. Oh, Aaron Rodgers isn't here. Tyrod Taylor's getting some extra reps. He was here for the entire offseason during the voluntary part. Jets are fine with it. It's not a big deal. No story here. And instead, by him choosing to specifically say that it is unexcused, that created a story where there could have not been one. And my question to you, Tausch, is what does that tell you? It tells me that the Jets are not pleased, regardless of how much of the other offseason program he was part of.
Yeah, I think they're irritated by it, and I don't blame them. I understand it. You're coming back from injury. You make those comments in January after you didn't play. I understand why they can be irritated by it. But this is the deal that they made, man. Like, you knew Aaron Rodgers was going to be Aaron Rodgers. That's who he is. And he is – I still don't think you should – you can downgrade however you want. He's made the adjustments that I think he thought, because he was irritated with Brian Gutekunst in the Packers front office of not coming, he sees the value, and that's why it's a little surprising that this scenario has played out the way that it has.
And again, the statement he made after the season about removing distractions.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah, it's tough a really look. Tough look to do that. Agreed.
Jesse, well, where do you think he is?
The beach.
No.
There's whoa, no way. Nelly!
I don't know where.
No
I can't wait to find out where he tells us. I'm
question.
Sure he's going to tell us where he is when he gets back, and we're going to hear all about why it was
at
more
Tom
important.
Brady's,
than...
But I think he could have gotten over to Boston tonight if that was where he's at.
Yeah,
so
I think he's out of the country. I think he's out of the country. Maybe Machu Picchu.
What if he's again. Doing Machu Picchu? That'd be cool.
Oh, my God.
He's doing Machu.
Whoa,
oh, my God.
Nelly!
You just finished each other's sentence with saying he's at Machu Picchu.
Isn't that cute?
Who said that?
Both of
me?
You.
You weren't even
listening to him, and you finished each other's sentences.
Well, do you need a break? I'm glad you're taking a little break next week. That's good. Because, I can't believe you just said Machu Picchu.
Next.
Oh, we'll do one more quick.
Whoa, Nelly!
Mercedes Lewis, big dog, back for his 19th season in the National Football League. Second oldest active player behind only Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Big dog with the Chicago Bears for his 19th season. Hats off to Big Dog, right? Even though he's playing for the Bears, that's awful impressive.
Oh, I couldn't be more impressed. Here's a guy that was a first-round pick, mm-hmm. a stud dynamite tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and catching touchdowns, being that guy. And he has not let pride or ego get in the way. He has found different roles. And by all accounts, Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, don't matter who you talk to, great teammate, great leader, consummate professional, and he's continued to work when he probably doesn't have to. He's made a bunch of money.
Right.
He loves football. He loves the competitiveness, loves everything about it, and I could not respect someone that is willing to pay the price and sacrifice. Hold on! To do that on a consistent basis, to keep being good enough to find a role to make football teams, tip the cap in a monster way to Mercedes Lewis.
Agreed with everything Tausch said. I also agree with him when he tells us about how great AmFam is.
Well, folks, it's that time of year again. Nobody tailgates like Brewers fans, but what if I told you that American Family Insurance can help take your tailgating to the next level? Enter the Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes for an all-expenses-paid day at AmFam Field with your own personal chef. Ooh, baby. You and five friends. You'll get field-level tickets, gift cards to some of your favorite spots at the stadium, and more. Go to amfam.com/brewer to enter today. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
All right, Tausch, we're wrapping up here. Practice is going to be done about 12:30. We'll be in the locker room shortly thereafter. Who would you like me to talk to instead of Zane Anderson?
Today I think Dillard kind of get a gauge as far as what he was doing, what his where he's at. I think it could be an interesting storyline as far as how his approach and where he's at in his career. I think that'd be interesting for our, you know, for Packer fans to get a better understanding of.
We're on the same page. That's on my to-do list. He is the proof of the saying you always say, that you seventh round picks have to constantly prove you belong in the league, and first round picks have to prove they don't. He's getting an opportunity here. Big interception as we close out the show. Unfortunately not. Zane Anderson. 22 in your program, number one in your hearts. That's it for us. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Tausch and I will be here tomorrow. Jesse, you coming?
I got the day off tomorrow from the show. Yep.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we look forward to Hunter Thursday. Or Riley or Alex Gravatt or whoever's in your stead. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.